Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well, and I hope you're enjoying the beautiful weather that we're having here over in the UK. And I can say that confidently for the rest of the world, because if we're having good weather here, you are going to be having a beautiful weather wherever you are right now. Now, a slightly later release of the podcast this week due to the fact that I was in Nottingham with the team teaching our personal training mentorship weekend. It was the last weekend of this mentorship, and our next one opens on the 31st of August and the weekend of the 1st of September. So a couple of months of time yet. You've got plenty of time to get your applications in. And I just want to take this opportunity to let you know that the mentorship is a 6-month program. It is an opportunity for you to be mentored by myself and the team, where you will spend 3 full weekends across 6 months at M10, coaching our clients, being assessed by us, learning from us, having your client case studies reviewed, and actually developing your practical application skills alongside receiving webinars covering multiple different topics to help you develop your clients' results and grow your business. Across the 6 months, there's 14 webinars. You will also have live coaching calls and mentoring calls, access to your personal mentor. We will also be adding in immersion days where you get a chance to come up independently to spend time at M10. To be in the environment of the team, to attend our team meetings, and really get a chance to be trained by the team yourself, so that you're not only growing knowledgeably as a coach, you're growing practically. You're getting a chance to actually have your practical application skills developed. You're going to grow in confidence. You're going to grow in knowledge. You're going to achieve better results. You're going to see the testimonials from the latest one coming up. If it's something you want to be involved in, then please either send me a message on Instagram or go to the education page on M10 Life and you'll see the link to the personal training mentorship. It honestly, it's a game changer, life changer to be mentored by us across 6 months. If you would like to know more, please just send me a message or go to the link on M10 Life. Now, today I want to talk to you about moving mindsets. Episode 107. I wanted to bring up the topic of mindset today because it's not an ever-growing topic. It is a topic that's just continually presented because no matter where you are in your career, the growth that you want, the progress that you want to make is going to be linked to the growth of your mind. And a lot of people avoid mindset. But here's the thing. Go on any successful person's page, any successful person's Instagram, Facebook page, and they are empowering you with their mindset. They are empowering you with the things that they do every day. My growth in the fitness industry is in part due to knowledge. But one of the biggest things that I've committed myself to over the years and continue to this day is the growth and development of my mind. Professor Steve Peters talks about the developing mind in his latest book. He talks about how as we're growing up, 5 years old, 10 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old, our developing brain needs to be challenged, needs to learn, and needs to grow. And you see, certain aspects of your life are naturally going to help your mindset grow and increase your self-confidence, but you need to be very focused yourself on the work that you put into developing your mind. There are challenges that you will face every single day, whether it's through our mentorship, whether it's through our my mentoring, whether or not it's through personal training that we do every single day. As a, you know, I was very interesting talking to some trainers the other day. I was saying that personal training is personal mentoring, because in order to change your clients, and I hope you can agree with me on this, is that for your clients to go from where they are to losing 5 or 6 pounds, they can stay in the same mindset. Not a problem at all. In fact, they'll probably lose the weight and then put it back on again. Nothing really shifts in their life. You know, their confidence levels stay the same. You just push them to lose some weight and then they've dropped the calories or they've increased some exercise. And then before you know it, they go back to their old life and hey presto. Well, the version of them that was overweight stayed the same version of them, lost a few pounds because they increased a bit of exercise, and guess what? They returned back to who they were and they put the weight on again. And this is quite interesting because whenever I mentor any coaches, I will not leave mindset alone. You know, with me, you know, the mind, the body, and developing your knowledge is so important to the development of you through your life. And so if I start working with somebody, you know, from a mindset perspective, or if I start working from a business development perspective and I say, right, here are the actions that you need to take. And they focus on those actions and they put them in place. And then I stop working with that person. If I just give somebody actions to do without addressing any of the other aspects of themselves, their personal growth, their personal development, their mindset, the person that got given those tasks to do, if any level of mindset's not addressed, would more than likely slip back to being lazy, not being diligent with tasks, and would find them going, well, why have I slipped back? And I said, well, you got given the task by me, and once you'd almost completed those tasks, you didn't see the relevant in you needing to shift various different other aspects of what you do and who you are to make sure that those things stayed in place. There wasn't a mindset shift with it or an acknowledgement that this is something that needs to be done continuously. So you fell back. And so how I'm going to talk to you about this initially is giving you the opportunity to think about the mindset that you had a couple of years ago. When, let's say, we're going to use money for an example. Let's say you were earning £1,000 a month, right? And now you're earning £3,000 a month. What's changed? What's changed? If you were earning £3,000 a month, now you're earning £6,000 a month. What's changed? And guys, there are plenty of coaches earning, oh, well over £10,000 dollars a month. Well over. What's changed? And if you're in the higher bracket of revenue, I know that you're going to be listening to the podcast right now going, no, I've changed. My attitude, my focus, my confidence, my self-belief, the systems that I operate, the pace that I operate at, that's all changed. Then I will say to that same person, go back to when you were earning 1,000, 2,000. Where were you? I didn't have any confidence. I was lacking in structure and order and planning. You know, I was off on tangents doing this and that. I wasn't as focused. And I said, but surely to go from $1,000 to $3,000 a month, you've had to make some changes. And the majority of people that I speak to still to this day said, yes, no, I've done a lot of work on myself. I've looked at certain parts of my life that were not conducive to me making progress. And I've moved them away. But more importantly, I've learned how to move them away. And some of these things that people do is they start spending time around people that are growing. And this is a form of personal development in itself, because empowerment and watching how people operate allows you to make a mindset shift, a mindset move. You know, you're watching social media every day and you're seeing the mindsets, the attitude that people are saying. And let's say, for example, somebody starts talking about habits and focus and discipline. To me, what I've done over the years is I've gone, okay, habits, focus, and discipline. There's something that I'm not particularly good at. So I start to read about habits, focus, and discipline. I start to look at what successful people do with habits, focus, and discipline. Then I start to listen to people start talking about self-confidence and how important self-confidence is in your ability to grow and develop. And I go, I don't necessarily know, I don't have a lot of self-confidence. What don't I have self-confidence with? I don't have self-confidence with my body. Why is my low self-confidence linked to not being able to grow my business? Because I don't feel confident about talking to about some subjects. I don't feel confident talking about muscle building or fat loss. Well, here we go. What have people done historically to improve self-confidence? They've gone in search of the thing that's going to give them the confidence, and that's building a better body or getting lean. And then I notice a coach who's got very, very lean suddenly starts to attract the right types of clients. So what they've done with their mindset is they've gone, I've linked low self-confidence to an action task that's necessary to help me increase my self-confidence. Then you've got a coach that wants to earn some more money. They want to go from 3 grand to 5 grand, 5 grand to 10 grand. They then suddenly think, well, I'm not really surrounded by the mindsets of people that are going to help me get there. So they reach out to a mentor. And they suddenly realize that the energy and the focus that that person's got is something that they need. And then they start going, right, well, what are the tasks and action steps that you're taking that have allowed you to get from A to B? Interestingly, over the course of the last 6 months of the mentorship, we have made sure we have identified with each of the coaches that we speak to the shifts in their mindset and their attitude and their discipline from a personal development perspective for them to be able to go from A to B. If you're training weight loss clients and you want to start achieving better results, if you have self-doubt, fear, frustration, limitations in yourself, you're not going to get the best out of your clients. So therefore, it would be better for you to learn self-discipline yourself to be able to then carry that over to your clients, because people tend to mirror what they hear from other people. If they see and feel low self-confidence in you, that's going to be mirrored across to them. If you're somebody that's continually stressed and you lack a lot of structure in your life, do you think that you are the person that's going to make a huge amount of progress? No. How do we deal with this? This mindset shift, this mindset move, we need to now start to look at, I'm continually stressed, what's causing stress? Is it my relationship? Is it my friends? Is it my current environments? And then what we notice is the people that make the most progress address that. You will read so much and you'll see so much about successful people making time for themselves, delegating work, being more structured. They're able to handle their mindset. They've learned a lot about how to deal with any negativity that's coming into their life, fear, frustration. And this has not come from just waking up every day hoping things are going to change. It's what's called purposeful. They have on purpose created the version of themselves that they want to become. Something that I've talked about at length to you guys on the podcast before, but you have to create the version of you that's going to move from A to B to C to D. You have to build that version. And to build that version, you have to accept that there has to be challenges on you as a person, you as a mindset, and that the person that you want to grow into, the person that you've identified as confident, the person that you've identified as disciplined, the person that you've identified as professional, if you want to be recognized and have a reputation in the industry for increased knowledge, your presentation, your articulation, the person you are today is not the same person that's going to get you to that top tier. And so when we're looking at the direction that you want to go, never, ever underestimate the fact that the one thing that most coaches look at is the knowledge. And I'm just going to keep training clients and I'm going to get better. You're not. You're going to have to accept that at some point, the things that you're reading, you know, if you're reading a book about mindset and you read it, you get to the end, you go, yes, but you don't adapt with it. That's where everything fails down. It's like going on a course and going, putting a post out and saying, yeah, I've done that course. That's the validation that I've done it. If you don't implement it, you don't progress. The thing is, the more you learn and the more you learn about mindset, you are going to have to accept that you're going to have to leave parts of you behind. And this is the reason often that coaches study stuff. And they know that what they're studying is going to require more discipline and coaching clients at a different level. I'm going to tell you something now about my mindset shift. It's very easy in the early days to train clients, befriend everybody, and enjoy just seeing people and having a conversation and training people. And then I said, I want to get better results. And that had to require a mindset shift of my clients are going to help me get a reputation. And to do that, I needed to be a little bit firmer. I needed to believe in myself, but I had to have expectation of them that they were going to help me get a result. Therefore, I would expect more of them. And I would start challenging them on their mindset because I knew that for my clients to stick to their diet, they were going to have to change their mindset about this. And that's because I had started to challenge my mindset about my expectations for where I wanted to be. And guess what? My results started to change. And my business, my reputation has grown with every challenge that I've placed upon my mind. That's why I can sit at home and look at the books that I've got. And they're all on the mind, progression, business development, acumen. Because every single time we read things, every time we ask intelligent questions to people, every time we go in search of something that challenges our mind, if we implement it, we only see growth. But I go back to what I was saying a second ago, that in order for you to get or see this level of growth, you've got to accept the challenge. You've got to accept that the person that you are today is not going to be the person that's going to get you to tomorrow. And looking inside your mindset and admitting that there is self-confidence issues and admitting that, you know, you might doubt your ability to earn a certain amount of money because your family didn't have much money and that has to change. You might doubt your ability to get in great shape because you've never really been there, but you've got to start the journey. You've got to start the mindset shift towards, I can do more, I can better myself, I can achieve more. But I have to go in search of the people that's going to help me do that, the books are going to help me get there. And not just read stuff or listen to people and swipe it to one side. Accept that the growth that you want is only going to come from a mindset shift. So if you have managed to get to this part of the podcast, I want you to try something for me. Regardless of where you're at in your career right now, if you are wanting to make a big jump with your reputation and your knowledge and your credibility in the industry, whether it's financial or just reputation and results. If you're at that kind of more experienced level and more knowledgeable level, but you want to make a big jump to the next level, I want you to just stop for a second. And I'm going to talk about kind of younger trainers to the industry as well. But if you are more experienced, you want to make a big jump. What has shifted over the last 2 to 3 years that's allowed you to get to where you are today? The challenges that you face, the things that you've looked at, and you need to acknowledge what you've done. First things first is you will have done a lot of things to move you forward. Now acknowledge what you perceive to be the areas that are holding you back. And because you will have put a lot of effort into getting yourself to where you are today with your mindset the way that it is. But remember, the big jump is going to involve some doubt or some fear. You've got to do the first thing, and that's acknowledge what it is. And then the next thing is to go in search of, right, what do I need to read? Who do I need to see that's either going to solve it, identify it, or give me something to do to get to that next level? That's what you've got to do. Same thing if you're in the industry in the first 1 to 3 years. There's something that got you to become a trainer, something that you did that was challenging. Either you left a career, you moved into this career. What have you identified that there was a shift that you made? It would have been a mindset shift. But that mindset shift, that shows you that there's an ability to adapt a part of you to go after something that you want. So now, wherever you are in your career right now, whether it's an issue with charging some more money, whether it's an issue with not being able to get results with clients, you are able, through either reading something, or first of all, acknowledging what the possible problem is in your mindset that's limiting you moving forward, and then simply things like Googling, YouTubing, the words that you're looking for, and being inspired by other people's teachings around those subjects would lead you closer to a book. You know, drop me a DM on Instagram and say, look, this is the area that I'm struggling with, confidence, self-doubt, whatever. I'll ping you over a book and I'll tell you, right, this is something that you should start reading. Then you read it, guess what? It changes your mindset. There may be someone that you want to reach out to. You might want to reach out to me or someone, you know, that you respect, someone else. And you need to make that, because there has to be a mindset shift at some point, whether or not you are wanting to make a big jump in your career and you've been in the industry a long time, or whether or not you are 1 to 3 years in and something has to shift. It might not just be knowledge. It might not just be your coaching or your training. There might be something that you've got to spend a bit of time doing some work on, but I guarantee that if you take the plunge to spend more time on your mindset and move your mindset, be prepared to move your mindset with the growth and development that you want. Because in years to come, months to come, when people are asking you for advice, you will be the first to say, yes, I studied a lot. Yes, I've worked hard, but I've shifted my mind in line with the progression that I've made. And if you're not aware of mindset, if you're not aware of personal growth, if you're not aware of personal development, you're at this stage of the podcast and it's something that you've never really entertained, trust me, there's a reason why you see mindset all over the place when it comes to people that are achieving any level of success. It's because that underpins their ability to have achieved success. Their mind, their business is the two of the most important things that have allowed them to press forward at a pace faster than most. Stay focused more than most and commit to growing more than most. And so you have this opportunity to address your mindset, to look at the challenges, to look inward about what you could achieve if you just took the challenge on to work on the areas that are going to take you to the next level. Moving your mindset is the only thing that's going to take you 2, 3, 4, 5 levels upwards. And if you can do that alongside your business and your practical application, you're going to see faster growth. You will move away from different people. You will challenge yourself. You will see things happening in your life that you never really expected because you took on that challenge, you looked inwardly, and you dealt with anything that you saw as a potential limitation to your growth and progression. Guys, don't underestimate your mindset. Have a fantastic week. Challenge yourself and accept that the direction that you want to go in your career with your life will only change if you adapt your mindset along with it. Have a great week.